Professional broadcast.
Pay no attention to the men behind the curtain.
Hi there. Welcome to Nashville Stand-Up Radio on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Yay.
I am your lovingly jocular host, Goofy Jesse Perry.
No, I'm Chad Ryden. I've got candy in my mouth. I'm sorry.
I've got gum. And our co-host this week is one of our favorites, Ryan Williams.
Hello.
Hey, that guy.
I've got dumb stuff in my mouth, so.
It's waiting to fall out.
Sorry if I get it all over the place.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much to this week on Nashville Stand-Up Radio. We're going to have some of the finest comedy you've ever heard in your entire life. Maybe.
Starting.
If you've never heard comedy before.
Yes.
That's nice.
And Andy Lynn is here. Give it up for Andy Lynn.
Thanks for having me.
She smokes a lot.
Yeah, she's. Oh, we got a phone call. And by the way, that reminds me, if you can't fix our phones, please call us at 877-X-Radio-8. That joke will never ever get old ever.
So it does get old. That thing flashing and mocking me.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Rob.
We've got a lot of some of the best of Nashville comedy to offer you, and frankly, some of the worst.
And us too.
Chad, who were some of the stand-ups that
who do
you,
who
we
are we
have
playing,
on
Chad?
That's a good question. I'm woefully ill-prepared.
Who might we hear?
I might improvise something. We might hear Mary Mack. She's always a
winner. Oh, she's wonderful.
Hilarious. We might hear Steve Hofstetter. He's not from Nashville.
Oh, Steve Hofstetter, founder of ComedySoapbox.com, very informative site. They just redesigned their site.
Yeah, he mailed us a CD, and he wants to do an interview.
Excellent.
But the phones are broken.
Yes. Ideally, in the past few weeks, you would have heard Patton Oswalt, Doug Stanhope, Steve Hofstetter, Pat Dixon, Reno Collier.
All these guys.
But you haven't.
They want to call, I promise you, but they can't.
They're thinking of us. And that's almost as good.
That's right. True. Well, God knows we're thinking of them. And that's half of it. Yeah. I read this thing. Can I talk about a wacky current event right now?
Yeah. You're going to be wacky, aren't you?
Oh, man. I'm going to strip society's illusions down and prod it with a stick of some kind.
Are you sure?
So, what's going on in the news?
Oh, these kids today and the rap. No. I read this article in the paper today, and it's, you guys remember Chris Moneymaker?
Yes.
Won the World Series of Poker from Murfreesboro. He signed up online, ended up winning the whole thing.
Yes.
Well, they did an article on him, and I found this very interesting in today's Tennessee, and I'd love to read this if I could find it. Okay. Ironically, Moneymaker said his success in professional poker helped him combat a football betting problem.
I'm glad that's over.
I used to bet a lot, so much that I got myself in hot water, he said. I was betting $3,000, $4,000 a game and losing money. I couldn't afford to lose. Poker gave me an outlet and allowed me to get away from that kind of betting.
Yeah, it's a sure
See,
win.
See, through the power of high-stakes poker,
now,
he was able to conquer his football gambling addiction.
Now, you make...
In many ways, he's a hero.
Jesse...
He's overcoming the odds.
You're mocking, and let me tell you guys something. I share his pain because for a long time, I couldn't get through the day without gin. And I discovered something that helped me stop needing to get through the day without gin.
What was that?
Gin. Vodka.
Yeah. But the Moneymaker method.
That's awesome.
It's like the longest time I was, you know, people knew me for my meth habit. But now they know me as the junkie.
That's nice. That's nice.
Sweet.
It's a trickle down. It's a filter.
Well, yeah, my knees are wet.
I'm willing to bet money myself that his last name hasn't been Moneymaker his whole life.
You're listening to X-Radio.biz, Nashville Music City. For some reason, I can't hear myself, even though I'm clearly marking out. I need to...
Adjust your...
Ooh.
How are you doing?
God bless us.
Wow.
Hey,
Now I can stop yelling.
Do you guys want to do Iron Comic this week or no?
Yes, I want to do Iron Comic. I'll volunteer to do it against someone.
Really? Anybody want to go up against Jesse?
I've learned my lesson.
Shelly?
Okay. Jesse. It's going to be a great show.
Rob?
How about me and Mr. Ryden?
I'll do that. Yeah.
How about dog versus dog in Manjo a Manjo?
Jackass versus douche.
Yes.
Wow.
And who is who? That's the question we'll discover tonight.
What does the winner get this week, guys?
As always, the winner will get an autographed picture of Mr. Jeff Breedwell.
Yeah!
Man, say what you will about that guy, and Lord knows I have.
Yeah.
He can write on a picture.
Jeff Breedwell,
that's something marginally good.
Ryan, that's unnecessarily mean. It's enough that we mock him week after week after week. You don't have to say something without a punchline.
I really do.
Oh.
I really do.
All right, so we'll do Iron Comic Jesse versus Chad. That'll be glorious.
Yes, yes.
And we'll let somebody.
The hard part
topic.
Is figuring how will we rehash our stuff
right.
to fit into that topic.
How can I make a flimsy enough segue to make it work?
I think the person that decides the topic should be Rob Haynes. Give it up for Rob Haynes.
Very funny dude.
Rob, how you doing this week?
Spectacular. How are you guys doing today?
Man, I'm better now that you're here.
I'm better now that we're all here together.
Mm. You know, I can't say that because there's at least six people in this room that I'm not a fan of.
Okay. That's unfortunate.
That's all of us.
This is six people
including
here.
Yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm kind of sad.
It's uncanny.
Man, we peeled away an emotional layer there.
We're getting somewhere.
I'm like an onion of denial.
X-Radio.up is Nashville Music City.
This is the Nashville Stand-Up Radio Show. NashvilleStandup.com is a non-profit organization with a mission to promote Middle Tennessee's growing stand-up comedy scene and the Nashville-based comedians that help make it a success. The website is the only resource for complete local stand-up comedy show listings and news. It serves as a centralized hub of information for comedians and comedy fans. Nashville Stand-Up produces live shows around Middle Tennessee, a radio show, comedy scenes, and comedians that shamelessly uses social engineering to scam the elderly.
Oh, man. Give it up for Chad for an impromptu recitation of my third favorite mission statement.
Ouch. What's your first and second favorite mission statement?
My first one is just do it.
Oh, that's
my second one is have it your way.
And, I don't know if those are
it's all about
statements.
Positivity, people. And the spicy tender crisp chicken is to die for.
Well, maybe that's why National Stand-Up's still in relative obscurity, because my mission statement's three
it has
paragraphs.
Nothing to do with a lack of talent. That is,
I need to boil it down to three words.
It should be, you funny.
It should be.
You funny, man.
That's three words.
You funny, man.
That's right. We don't just have Tim Northern's head pop out in an animated GIF and say that every few minutes.
Yeah. I'm Tim
funny
the GIF.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not call me a JPEG.
If, you know, and if I have to dart out of here,
a map.
If I have to run out of here, I apologize in advance.
I'm what? Sorry. What?
Yes, I have superpowers. I'm using them for good, not evil.
Are you you're the Flash.
That's right. No, I'm wearing a pager. And,
wow.
I know. I haven't
That's
seen
a fancy thing in 1992, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I haven't seen Ooh, one wow. since the mid-90s, but I work for this place.
Did Joey Lawrence call you?
That's right. He keeps leaving 6969. I don't know what to do about it. but I've got a day job,
girls,
and I work in this group, and there could be an emergency situation, and I'm the least skilled of everybody I work with, and I'm in this group of very smart people, you know, systems engineers, coders, programmers, it's computer dork crap.
Really?
Right. But so we take turns rotating who's on call in case something blows up and something needs to be fixed.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm on call. And now this pager has never ever gone off in an emergency. And there have been emergencies, but they've given it to me anyway. I mean, we all, it's an IT department. We all have phones that have text messaging and whatnot. So you could just send me or call me. But no, we have a pager. It's never been used. It's only wrong numbers. And I was wearing it the other day, and I got a page, and I was excited, and I called them back. And it was a woman. It was a Vanderbilt Medical Center woman number. And it was a woman who answered the phone. She goes, "Yeah, do you got? Are you the courier with the implants?" And I was like, "I'm sorry, what? Implants? Do you have the implants?" And I was like, no, I work in the IT department, you know, this is the thing. And she's like, "Well, what number is this on the pager?" And I was like, I don't know what number it is on the pager. She goes, she starts ripping in on me. She's like, "You don't know what number it is on your own pager?" And I was like, "Look, woman, don't start arguing with me over who's dumber, all right? Because
I'll win."
Yeah, you just paged somebody asking for implants, and you got the number wrong on it. And I should have
said, "Yes, I do have the implants, and they're killing me."
That's right.
And I have a lazy nipple.
Right.
Or you should have invited her over. Say, "Yeah, come on over for a consultation.
I figure if she needs implants,
do you mind if I use my pee-pee? It's more sensitive." That's two.
That's two awkward silences.
Xradio.biz, Nashville, Music City.
Thank you. And Andy Lynn. Andy, you're looking great this week.
Hotter than ever.
I got the implants.
You sure do. But it's where you got them that's so interesting.
That's right. Non-traditional.
I caused that one.
It hurts, doesn't it, a little bit?
It never feels good.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
So after the show, we're going to get really drunk, I think.
Right? After the show?
Yeah, that's...
Because we're so wasted now.
But
that's unusual, too, because normally...
Usually, it's we break down into prayer meetings.
Right. That's uncanny.
You know, I don't even know what's going on over there with Ryan in the corner.
This show's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, you must be wasted. Ooh, I broke something. And something else.
Good, now we're
through. I am not helping this show at
all. I've said it last week, I'm going to say it this week. There are six guys on a college radio station somewhere going, these guys suck.
Well, at least we're not sitting here going, okay, over that last set, you heard four songs from Ass Monkey, and then you heard Snot Dougal.
Snot Dougal, yeah. By the way. They had a new live EP out called Spinning Oblivion. And it's good. It's like cello and banjo. And they rap.
They call it Chanjo.
Chanjo. It's a style.
But that's every college radio DJ. He's like, I just had a 40-minute set, and I'm going to list all their names right now.
Before we get to our next song, I've got a little time to talk about whales getting hit by people.
Okay, I've been handed
Jack Kerouac.
Oh, we have a note.
Yeah.
An urgent bulletin.
Yes, Nick Gonzalez. Shout out to California.
Nick Gonzalez. Give it up for Nick Gonzalez listening to us in California. Thanks so much, Nick. Nicky G, we call him around. And Nick, if you want to, give us a call at 877-X-Radio-8 and tell us how to fix those phones.
Right. Well, good.
X-Radio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Mickey G.
Mickey.
Mickey.
It's a one
a
listener,
name.
And we're making fun already.
Not really.
We're
giving props to our
just
people.
Because you sing the first name in a way, it's not really mockery.
Yeah,
just fun to say. Now, if his name was T-Bone, sure.
What is the Iron Comic topic for the day?
That is up to Rob Haynes to figure out, but first we must play the Iron Comic theme in its entirety. Go. Go. Start it now. Start it now.
You know.
Immediately. Is it on? Okay, it's going. Bob, I think it's going.
It's going by now.
Now. Now. Let's do it now.
This is so low rent, I can't even explain what I'm doing.
X-Radio.biz, Nashville Music City, presents Iron Comic.
Gong!
Ladies and gentlemen, two men enter, one man leaves. The one with the funniest five jokes gets Jeff Friedwell's autographed photograph and knowledge that he is one of life's winners. I give you tonight's contestant, Mr. Chad Hootie Hoo Ryden.
Hey, I'm Chad Hootie Hoo Ryden.
And the competitor and reigning champion of all he touches and surveys in the bathroom, Mr. Jesse Perry.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Tonight's Iron Comic is moderated by none other than Rob Hot Sauce Haynes, who will come up with
Hot
a topic.
Sauce.
This topic will be the only thing they're allowed to write about. Mr. Haynes, what is tonight's topic?
The topic today will be the effect of the automatic transmission on transportation in the 20th century.
Everybody's a comic.
Get us a gut topic, you son of...
Are you okay?
That was hurtful, Jesse.
I'm fine, I'm sorry.
The topic for today is going to be sports.
Sports! Sports.
Something I absolutely detest.
Sports. I'm going to have to.
Gentlemen, you have 60
a
minutes.
Lot of jokes.
A level playing field.
Rewrite your sets.
Sports. Well, we are both two great athletes.
If nothing else.
And that knowledge must propel us into.
Stop.
The end.
Just stop.
You know, I'm doing fine. You're the one getting the silences. I'm the one. I'm the engine, baby. I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
The thing that you throw away immediately after you're done stirring?
Yes.
That's you.
Yes. Mm. Unless you were to keep the straw in there, then that would be me also.
X-Radio.biz, Nashville.
That's just a sample of the awesome humor. I heard there's this headline that I read. Let's go to news.
Now, Jesse Perry in our news booth.
I think my favorite headline from the paper today was this. Declare war on fallen leaves. Hey, they have it coming. Yes.
Journalism at its finest.
Yes. Operation Desert Pile. Oh, man. Right. Does that count as one of the jokes?
No.
But it certainly had something to do with sports.
That's true. And then they ran
Well done.
So, yeah.
My father used to like get on a big leaf raking jag when I was growing up, and he'd get ticked off at the neighborhood
show jag.
Yeah, and well, he'd watch that and rake at the same time. And he used to put in these big piles. And there's a lot of kids in our neighborhood. We'd all, you know, the best thing when you're a kid is to go tromping through leaves and playing and dashing around, that sort of thing. So my father would, I'm not kidding, take piles of dog dew and throw them in the leaf piles he made to keep us from spreading it around on the lawn.
Wow.
What a great dad.
Your dad's crazy.
Yeah, you could say
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Dad.
Wow.
Thought I'd share that.
Third one.
Yeah.
The third one.
Xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
You know, the news is really something. Back to the news booth with Jesse Perry. This is another favorite headline. This has been quite the day for wacky news.
Why don't you just read the whole paper?
The headline.
You know, I did that
one. Trying to.
I did a show in Jackson where I read the paper to them.
They loved
good
that.
5 minutes. No, they didn't.
What is he holding? Yeah. But it was this taser jolt didn't lead directly to man's death.
No. And it was 19 taser jolts, was it not?
Yes. But the finding was that the person died as a result of excited delirium.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't directly caused by
right.
the 19.
He just was so excited by the 19 taser jolts.
Right.
He was like, yeah! Well, and then his heart exploded because he thought it was so awesome.
You know, the thing is, though, the first five, it starts slow. It really, you got to build
exactly.
them up.
I mean, it's more of a mild delirium.
Yeah, it's not even...
But towards the end, you're pumped.
Oh, it's euphoria.
You're like, yeah, I'm getting jolted a dozen times.
I saw the story on the news the other day, and I laughed my ass off because they said they're sending the cops to training for the tasers. Or just training. You know, sending yeah. the cops back to training. Like, how can you train somebody not to be a complete dumbass?
Yeah.
19 okay. times.
Don't stick it in them 19 times.
Oh, God.
Because it gets them all excited.
And they might croak out of
yeah.
enthusiasm.
Out of delirium that you did not cause. At all.
I got the delirium. Gizm blasm.
It's great because the autopsy showed that the guy, the police were not liable for his death.
Oh,
the autopsy,
not.
Of course, conducted by the city. So it's like, that's not a conflict of interest
Looks
at all.
Free and clear to me.
Oh, God, what douches. All of them. Everybody involved with this story.
Yeah.
Including those who told it.
Yeah.
Xradio.biz, Nashville.
Especially
the music freaking city.
Hey, let's listen to some stand-up.
You know, the first thing I got loaded up is Mary Mac.
Oh, I love some Mary Mac. Who doesn't love Mary Mac?
This is old school Mary Mac from 2003, recorded at the Bar Car. Love this girl, man. She's awesome.
Xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Nashville stand-up.
Time to think about those really, really deep philosophical questions in life. Questions like, is that my car that's burning? Or is that the guy ahead of me because something smells like smoke? Usually it is me. And then, you know, there's not a lot around, so and I drive through these farm towns, and then I think things like, I wonder if this is the town where they film Footloose. I don't think these kids get to dance either. Things like, do they really like corn that much? What are they gonna cook with it all? Probably goes with that pizza. And then I think things like, gee, I wonder if this is the cornfield where they filmed that one scene in Footloose. And I keep waving because I always think it's Kevin Bacon on the side of the road. I wave to him. And now pretty much it's just kind of automatic. When I get in my car, I think Kevin Bacon, sometimes Kenny Loggins. You know, that one song he sings, Footloose. I don't know all the words, anyways, I sing it. So anyway, I've been driving a lot lately, and I've been getting this road rage that they talk about. And actually, I'm raging right now. I'm normally a really calm person. And then I thought, you know, I can get rid of some of these negative thoughts that I'm getting driving, you know? And so I tried. I went to the airport, and I brought with me my parachute and my life jacket. Because you're allowed the two carry-ons. They wouldn't let me take them on, something about distracting the other passengers.
Yeah, Mary Mack.
Thank you, Mary Mack, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm
still here.
Yeah, she's
still here. Whoa, man.
That was weird.
Oh, man, that's
she's
right.
Gotta go. Even when she's gone, she's there, man.
She's still funny.
X-Rated Up is Nashville Music City.
You want to do that thing? Go ahead.
Okay. As a public service announcement and to cover all points of interest in the entertainment community, Nashville Stand-Up Radio proudly presents movie reviews by Ryan Williams. Mr. Williams is a noted film buff with an extensive literary knowledge of the making of and marketing of films and movies. And today, Ryan will offer his review of the current release, A History of Violence. And now, here is Nashville's own Ryan Williams with his current review.
It was all right.
And that's Ryan's intellectual film reviews.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
That was nothing like your review from last week or the week before.
I like how you mix it up. It's a nice mix.
What do you want me to... I'm being honest about the
movie. Hey, hey.
You want me to lie? You want me to shill for the company? No.
That's not what you do, man.
No.
You're all about the you, and that's awesome.
Thank you.
Man, the newspaper... the one thing about it...
It's newsy?
It's newsy, and, you know, a lot of these pages are folded. I thought that was interesting.
They have to do that now.
But you guys know me.
Legally?
You guys know that every day I always come into the Nashville Stand-Up Clubhouse.
Right.
And I always have...
Treehouse.
It's a tree club with a club part.
Right.
And
disco.
And I always bring out my favorite comic... The Family Circus.
Oh,
the Family Circus.
Those guys. It's...
So you guys mind if I read the one today?
This is edgy.
Yeah, edgy and unique. Okay, I think the little girl's talking to her parents.
That's funny already.
And they're leaving church, which I like.
Oh, church.
And,
church it
but
up?
But listen to what she says. This is so precocious. The part of his talk that I liked best was when he said, and finally... Oh, man.
Because people who talk in church are boring.
Man, my life has just been sliced.
It's a paper cut.
But now I believe we have a very interesting thing. This is a chat-atorial.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to do this. You know, there's this website I found on the internet, mangydog.com.
I've heard of that.
It's very good.
It's a very good site.
Apparently they used to write comedic.
They have a very interesting archive from like 2003 back.
Yes, nothing's been written since then. But back in the day, it was really funny. And I was gonna read this thing that Chad Ryden wrote.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he's cool. And this is a story about he calls All Roads Lead to Nashville. And this is basically a story about how I got to be here in my first few days here in Nashville.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Ryden.
Thank you. I arrived in Nashville Sunday, July 23rd, 2000, with only a guitar on my back and a gleam in my eye. I got a gig singing Johnny Cash songs in one of the honky-tonks on Music Row, only to have my audience of four elderly women bash my face in with tire irons. I had thought that, above all else, what Music City needed was some sort of outlet for mediocre singer-songwriters. Apparently, that niche had been filled. Crushed, I then decided to join a talented group of performers who really had something special going on. Once Metro shut down the smut industry, I finally turned my focus to comedy. By then, several hours had passed, and old Chatty was tired. All my friends in this town, well, I guess they're more accurately described as people who've paid to have sex with me back during my darkest years than as friends, but in this nutty life, I just take the cards I've been dealt with and play Circle of Death, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, my friends were not answering their phones. Damn the caller ID! So I thought I'd get me a hotel room. Being the nutty, wacky idiot that I am, I thought I'd get the dumpiest hovel I could find. I figured I'd get some funny stories out of the experience. Turns out, really wasn't all that funny. The only thing I got out of the experience is a bad rash and a phantom sore butt that I can't explain. The Music City Motor Lodge was so bad, I wouldn't take a hooker there. And the sheet of guidelines on the door clearly stated no prostitution, so, you know, it was kind of against the rules anyway. I watched some TV, and I worked a little on my novel until I started getting tired. I went to the bathroom, and I realized just a little bit too late that my toilet didn't flush. So I walked down to the office, and I talked to the attendant. It wasn't the guy I rented the room from. It was actually an Indian lady. And she marveled at the notion that my crapper didn't flush. She said, and I'm not going to do the accent because I don't know how to do it, but she said, just fill your bucket up with water from the tub, from the tub, and use that to flush it. Of course, the bucket. What an idiot I am. I was like, I don't have a bucket. I just dumbfounded. And she told me, hold on just a minute. And she gave me that index finger that means hold on, and she disappeared into the back room. Thank Shiva, the many-handed one. She was going to go get the manager or perhaps the maintenance guy. Either way, help was coming. After a minute, she came out a different door, smiling ear to ear with a big 5-gallon bucket in her hand. I was just too tired to fight. It was really late. I said thanks, and I just headed back up to my syphilis pit. I opened the shower curtain to fill the bucket up in the tub. There was a hole in the shower wall. It was about 4 feet wide. Tiles were missing, and I could see the 2x4 studs through the hole in the drywall, since it was, you know, just huge. I didn't see any wiring, but I did think I saw something scurry away. For my own sanity, I decided that I just saw a squirrel instead of one of its hideous cousins. I filled the bucket up, and I used it to flush the toilet. And by now, I was well past being ready for bed. I peeled the covers down to reveal stained sheets with holes in them. Mm. Yeah. I decided to try the other bed. And this one was in the same condition, but it had the bonus used condom wrapper laying right next to the pillow. Nice, I thought. I went out to my car and settled down for long-deserved rest. As I drifted off to sleep, I saw several ladies of the night come and go from a few of the rooms. Apparently, somebody didn't read the rules on the door. All in all, it was a great time. And several years later, I can honestly say that the charm of Music City still hasn't worn off. It's still just as magical as ever.
That was beautiful.
Oh, Chad Reidner.
That was beautiful.
That's from the MangyDog.com archives, and there's thousands more just like that, yeah, but funnier.
Please check out MangyDog.com, and please sign up for the forum. A lot of Nashville comics converse on there and say a lot of
really mean-spirited
snarky
things.
Mean things. And also, please go to NashvilleStandUp.com, and we ask anybody on MySpace to please add Nashville Standup to your friends list. And what is the Nashville Standup URL on MySpace?
I believe it is MySpace.com/NSUP, NSUP.
NSUP!
I'd say.
So please sign up there, and please enjoy our antics.
Yeah.
I need to see your laptop, and I'll read one of my columns later.
All right.
Maybe I'll read the one about Clarksville.
I can read mine in the time in between, if you don't mind.
All right.
I've just taken over the show, everyone.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ryan Williams.
Thank you.
I wrote this afternoon. I feel it's rather poignant. Laugh, naysayers, and continue to assume that the world at large fears and respects our power, our authority, and our domination. You're terribly mistaken. I believe I at least have proof of America's fallibility. A colleague of mine has an interesting theory about Montezuma's revenge being a far cry from its intended purpose. His argument is that diarrhea is hardly the revenge for wiping out an entire civilization. My friend has obviously never had Thai or Indian food. I sat last evening in a local Indian restaurant and enjoyed a dish called aloo gobi for the first time, or as Chad would pronounce it, aloo gobi. It's a playful mixture of potatoes and cauliflower held together by an array of spices that are sure to travel through your system faster than a sack of crystals at midnight. The potatoes alone are chunky, the cauliflower dripping with orange sauces and urban spices. I don't know what urban means to this thing.
Urban spice.
What a treat.
It's all, man.
I'd like to mention at this point, it turns out cauliflower is the only vegetable in the world that you can clearly pronounce while you're choking on a piece of it. Unless you speak Farsi. In Farsi, apparently cauliflower, apparently it means more coke. The attentive and worldly server assured me that ordering my aloo gobi at medium temperature would be sufficient to taste the exotic textures of India without sending me into convulsions. Naturally, I believed him because brown people do not lie. Mm. 20 minutes later, I was asking for 3 after-napkins because I was having difficulty containing the discharge from my nose, my eyes, and I'm pretty sure my anus with just one napkin. My server continued to smile understandingly. and under his breath, I'm relatively certain that he thanked me for all the imperialism my Anglo-Saxon heritage brought into his homeland years ago. The bill, by the way, $14.95. I'm now sitting in a local Thai restaurant enjoying a malicious little dish that I could not pronounce or spell unless I was very drunk. I suspect I am drunk because not 12 hours ago I promised myself I'd learn my lesson about ordering spicy food from people who do not look like me. It was a long, sleepless night, and I think if I invented a toilet you could lay down and still use effectively, I'd be a hit in any third world country where curry is served. The silver lining in this is that I discovered something unique about aloo gobi. It is the corn of Indian cuisine. Not a molecule of my meal has changed its journey from entrance to exit. So, back to this Thai dish, if you will. The food is great, but I'm having considerable difficulty seeing my paper or holding my pen. This would account for the spelling errors that you're probably hearing on the radio right now. And the slop on my hands. You win again, sinuses. You always win. What does this all have to do with my colleague and his Montezuma's revenge theory? I'm glad you asked. It comes as no small coincidence to me that every time we white people plant our bloody footprint on the soil of a foreign country, those country's inhabitants come over here and open a restaurant that gives me shits. Except for the Japanese, of course, who simply said, screw it, let them eat them raw. This is hilarious so far, isn't it? And getting us at a gut level is apparently a supreme way of saying, bite me, freedom lovers, and think about your bowels next time you decide to plant your asses in our corner of the world. My server is now here smiling grandly, offering me more napkins. My bill is $12.49, and I suspect I should be paying even more in a few hours. I'd just like to say, ladies and gentlemen, that I've written that a few hours ago, and I have to go pay the bill right now.
Yes.
And, you know, and some comics, they just use that as a good outro. They'd be like, oh, now he's done. Oh, sure, I'm really going to go pinch one off just for the sake of my comedy.
Take a microphone with you.
Yes, we'll be doing a remote if you can call in.
That's right.
Call us at 877-X-Radio-8.
I'll be calling
and
something.
Tell us how to fix our phones. I'm irrepressible.
Hey, you want to play some comedy?
Desperately.
This guy, Reno Collier.
Oh, Reno Collier, funny guy.
Very funny dude. He lives in Murfreesboro now, and I believe we're going to play track 4 off his CD. This is about family and church, something Ryan touched on a little bit. I don't know.
When?
under the table, groping around, touching me.
Xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
What the?
A lot of you guys are laughing at me. Some of you are looking at me like, I got a son like that. I'd like to kick his ass right now. I'm sorry about your kid. My parents, they don't ever come see my shows. My family's very religious, you know. And I believe in God. I pray every day. But my family, they pray like everywhere. They pray Burger King. They don't care. See, my dad's like, everybody hold hands. Dear Lord, please bless this food to the nourishments of our bodies. I'm like, nourishments of our bodies? We're at Burger King, man. God ain't up there going, look, double whopper, cheese, and bacon. Boogie boogie, your broccoli. He ain't gonna fix it. I don't think God says boogie boogie either. If he does, my church is way off, man. I don't know about church. My parents made me do everything at church when I was growing up. So like, that's how they found out I was dyslexic. They didn't even know until I was 12. I was in the church choir. We had this huge Christmas gala. The whole congregation's there. All the other kids are singing fine. They're like, Noel, oh no. I'm in the back going, Leon, 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 Leon. Then my parents made me play on our church softball team. And apparently, you're not supposed to get drunk before the games. I didn't know. I thought that's why they invented softball. They made the big damn monkey ball so you can still get shit-faced and play the stupid game. That's what it's for. It ain't baseball. It was embarrassing. My dad's a deacon. I show up to the first game. I'm smashed. I'm hanging out of the dugout. The other team has some guy on first base. I'm yelling at him. Hey! Thou shalt not steal. God didn't think it was funny. We lost every damn game, you know. So finally, I just got sick of us losing all the time. So I changed the name of our team to Off Constantly. That way, at least every time we lost at the end of the game, the other team had to run around the field celebrating like, we won! We beat all Wisconsin! We beat all Wisconsin! Their wives are standing up, you're going to go blind! It don't matter.
Reno Collier, only on Nashville Stand-Up Radio, xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Thanks for listening.
Now, I would like to read a column that I wrote. And the
Wait a minute. How about an update from the pits?
Oh, yes. Let's go see how I'm doing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, our previous moderator, Rob the Sauce Haynes, had to go to work.
Oh. Boo, oh, boo.
I see where his
problem is. You can't see me doing everything that Nashville Stand-Up stands for.
That's right.
But, so I, Andy Lind, will, and when I say Andy Lind, I mean Andy Lind, like, how do you, I'm trying to do a Paul Lind thing, but I'm a terrible impressionist, so.
Well, you don't need to do that because you're the same Andy Lind who's been here the past few weeks, yeah. So I don't see why you had to suddenly change family. Now. You're a beautiful woman, okay?
Thanks. Thank you.
Be happy.
Girl,
and just,
change you.
Just,
thanks.
Just be awesome.
So anyway, as far as to the people, the update for the Iron Comic Contest. Jesse Perry and Chad Ryden have both been doing the show the whole time. So, as far as I can see, they don't have anything written down. As long as I've known them, they've been able to pull it out at the last minute.
That's true.
Well, except I mean, I would guess Chad can.
Yeah.
But so far, Jesse's been doing it.
I often just leave it out at the last minute and get strange looks. But
wow.
I would like to read. This is from April 12, 2002. It's a column I wrote on MangyDog.com. And it's called The Worst Town in America. And now, and I want to say, before I read this, that I wrote this before I went to Paducah, Kentucky.
So
in hindsight, this isn't entirely accurate, and if you live in this town that I'm about to mock, you know, I'm sorry, but you'll probably agree with me.
So this column does have an asterisk.
Yes. It's so dated. The worst town in America. Okay. Throughout my life, I've been able to see the good in things. Maybe this comes from growing up in Clinton, a town which I loved growing up in, but didn't exactly see as my lifelong home. So I'll say these two things about Clarksville. One, I've met a few nice people there. And two, there's a place called Johnny's that cooks a tasty chopped steak with cheese and onions. So basically, the nicest thing I can say about the town is that they have a guy there that knows how to put cheese on top of meat. Well, then, let's move on. Clarksville, Tennessee is hands down the absolute worst town in America. I'm not exactly well-traveled, but I have been to Secaucus, New Jersey. Secaucus is an avenue of dreams compared to the crushing, depressing nightmare that is Clarksville, Tennessee. I was worried about burning bridges up there, but then I remembered that all of their bridges are made of dirt. So it shouldn't be a problem. Clarksville is the absolute dullest, foulest, ugliest, smelliest, most unpleasant, ignorant, imbecilic, inept, incompetent, boring, do-nothing, uninteresting, grimiest, greasiest, pathetic, deadest, irritating town in all of this great land. I know this from experience. I've been doing comedy shows there for the past couple of months, and before that I had the misfortune of living there for a year. Complete, utter hell, period. If you ever find yourself thinking, hey, I have way too much hope, then go to Clarksville. All the hope you have will be sucked out of you within minutes. The first time I stayed the night there, they had a huge tornado that destroyed downtown. Oddly enough, it was the most exciting thing to happen in that town in approximately ever. And the tornado also created over $3 million in improvements. You'd think I would have taken it as a sign, but no. I ended up staying there for a year, and get this, I was trying to help get a .com off the ground. That's right, a .com in freaking Clarksville. You can imagine how anything involving a computer went over in Duh Town. As soon as we showed those jackasses our magical talking picture box, they would run and hide behind their desk, clutching to their Pabst Blue Ribbon and trembling until we left. Needless to say, the business failed. However, this wrenching professional loss was soothed by the fact that it meant I could finally get the hell out of Clarksville. And, of course, while I was up there, I was so desperate that I started MangyDog.com. In fact, I allude to the hell of Clarksville in one of my first columns. There are several things you notice about Clarksville when you first get there. For one thing, even on the sunniest day, the whole place just feels gray and shitty and devoid of anything positive. The whole town is one big bad vibe, and that feeling of dread never goes away. You get the feeling that if they hadn't made those singing bass that you could put on the wall, the whole town would have hung itself by now. Another great thing about Clarksville is that every single person that lives there knows just how badly their town sucks. It's amazing. Not only does Clarksville suck, everybody there knows it sucks and can't be bothered to do anything about it. Perfect example. Last week during my setup there, I asked the crowd, how many people here like Clarksville? Nobody said a word. Unreal. Another great Clarksville story. On April 6th, the warehouse held a benefit for Shanna Moss, an incredibly sweet and gracious young woman who owes over $400,000 in medical bills due to several debilitating health problems. As part of this benefit, I was invited to perform some stand-up along with Chad and a couple of other comedians at Shanna's request in between a bunch of musical acts. The gig was pure hell, since everybody was pretty much shit-faced and Clarksville still hasn't learned to listen to a comedian when they're talking.
Yeah, that guy's talking. I'm going to go stand near him and yell about possums.
To make things even better, after we left, apparently three different fights broke out. Three brawls at a benefit concert. Nice, Clarksville. You know, Clarksville, there's another word that starts with a C, an L, and an A. That word is class. Learn it, dipshits. You would think that the army brats, frat boys, and assorted redneck trash could keep their bleeps in their pants for one night. But no! Hey, man, let's go to the cancer benefit and wave our bleeps around and get into a fight. Then we'll get drunk and roll down a hill. Hey, yeah, it's fun being stupid. I was talking to a fellow comedian, Mr. Joe Southerds. Give it up for Joe.
Yes.
I was talking to a fellow comedian last week during another agonizing setup there, and I was comparing Clarksville to Atlantis. Every time I'm up here, I can't believe it actually exists. He said to me, no, Clarksville is like Atlantis because it belongs underwater. I couldn't have said it better myself. This is the Mangy Dog, over and out.
Jesse Perry.
Hey.
Yes.
Jesse Perry. Just another sampling of what you can find over at mangydog.com.
And I clean that up. There's like 30 pictures in here. You should go download it and watch. And click on ads.
Like here, that's the most important thing.
When you go to the Clarksville article, there are ads for gourmet cheese recipes.
Mm.
Cheese recipes.
That's good.
I don't know what cheese has to do with Clarksville.
Well, your humor's cheesy.
Humor t-shirts.
Oh, they're funny.
Those are always comical.
I like them. I like when they say something funny on the shirt. And then
what you do is you walk in there and people laugh at your shirt.
Yeah.
And then like the whole rest of the night, they look at your shirt and it's like, huh, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
that again.
There's that shirt again.
Yeah, it's good.
Which is pretty sweet.
Sometimes there's something funny in the back of it too, so they get the full joke when you turn around.
It's like what you could do is you could go to the party and just pirouette around the room.
You could.
And you'd be like a living disco ball
and eat some cheese, and both of which you can acquire.
I know why it says cheese, because I mentioned Johnny's, and that's another thing.
Cheese on the tots.
Johnny's cheese on the meat there.
Yeah,
that place was actually very good. I don't know how someone would fry beef and put cheese on it.
That is revolutionary.
But they conquered it.
Wow, that's something. They're the cheese masters.
They are our cheese overlords. So let's go to the Mangy Dog Forum.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, let's just read random posts.
Yeah.
This is a most...
While I'm thinking about this, my roommate, let's call him WB.
The WWW.
Has he had his own show?
Actually, here's my impression of BW on the WB. Oh, no, you didn't. Found it. Thank you very much. Now,
Billy Wayne Davis.
Billy Wayne Davis. Check out his website, bwdavis.com. Very funny, man.
Hilarious.
He says he called me a music snob.
Did he?
He called me a music snob.
Why is that?
Because I made fun of him for buying the 2-CD Best of Journey.
Oh, BW.
And he was trying to play it off like he was being ironic. But he's playing Don't Stop Believing a hell of a lot to enjoy the irony and humor of the situation.
It's actually, I'm going to get in BW's corner here. That's a fine, fine album.
Whatever.
You are kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm going to, you know what? I've set myself up so many times in front of you jerks that I shouldn't even want to do this.
I just stopped believing.
Anymore, but I'm going to, you know what? We need to fill time. I'm going to tell this stupid story anyways. My wife and I
tell your stupid story.
Oh, I'm telling the hell out of it, Jesse.
Tell it hard. Punch it when you tell it.
My wife and I got married on the beach, and when we got in the car, Don't Stop Believin' was playing on the radio, and my wife and I were in such an advanced state of euphoria that we cranked the sumbitch up and rolled down all the windows, and now whenever the song comes on, we make sweet love.
Well, of course. I mean, if I just
it could be anywhere, Jesse. It doesn't matter. If I hear the song,
now that
happens.
We know that it has a personal connotation, yeah. I mean,
right.
If you know, Candy and I, after we got married, we got in the car, and the first thing we heard was Ray Stevens' "The Streak." We'd still be like, "Oh, there it is." But let's not deny that's a crappy song, people. Although, actually, our wedding, actually, our song is Osama Yo Mama.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you see, you can't
Ray
make
Stevens,
fun of anybody.
Hey, two words, boogity boogity. which is actually just one word repeated twice.
I find nothing wrong with Journey. I support his decision to purchase Journey. And
that's because my father is Steve Perry.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. And he married a girl named Sherry.
Oh, is that right? Oh, and then he fell out of love.
Yeah.
He couldn't hold on.
I wrote that song about it. Yeah. This should have been good.
Your mom had awesome nipples in the video, I'm telling you that.
Yeah, good old Sherry Perry.
She was quite contrary, and her garden produced Jesse. X-Radio Up is Nashville Music City.
Really wish we could have gone to a sound clip there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can always just rely
Maybe
on our genius.
Chad could play something and we called it up to the speaker.
Actually, you know, I just want to hear Chad scat for like 30 seconds.
30?
Scoot-a-doot-doot, scoot-doot-doot-doot, scoot-a-doot-doot, 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 scoot-a-doot-doot,
scoot-a-doot-doot. Jesse Perry frantically reaches for a newspaper looking for content.
Desperate for material.
Scoot-a-doot-doot-doot.
Take it home, Ryan. Take it home, baby.
You know, I've always wanted to record a CD of me scatting the greatest.
A full-length CD.
You should call it Scatology.
But it'll be like, you know, of course I have to do, like, Maggot Brain and, you know, like all these really ambitious. You know, Hendrix, I got to do a Hendrix tune. And
you got to do the scat version of Maggot Brain.
Dude,
you have to do that.
I do it in my car almost every time I play it. And that's why I'm just going to, at some point, I'm going to listen to pick out like 10 songs, listen to them on headphones, and just record myself scatting along, and nobody will buy it, but it'll make me happy.
Nashville's own Bobby McFerrin, ladies and gentlemen.
Minus the talent and the pigment.
Not too much, though, either way.
Yeah, I think she would be minus the pigment.
All right.
Yes.
Uncomfortable silence. X-Radio Tep is Nashville Music.
We're just measuring pigments here. Just hanging out. We have other things to talk about.
Hardly.
Not at all.
I was walking to the show, and I was overwhelmed by who I at first thought was a Legion of the Undead. It turns out, no, he's just a homeless guy. The smells that you Nashville homeless produce is unbelievable. I mean,
it's the lard.
I'm from New York. I'm used to smelly bums, but usually the smell of urine overpowers it from the street. But these guys are
humid.
They got good.
Humid.
Some of them are breaded.
I would like to start a new thing if I could.
Really?
And it's really simple. It's just if you see a homeless person, give them a mint. That's all.
Give them a mint.
Just a mint. It's not going to solve all
a certain
of
mint,
the
wintergreen, spearmint.
It doesn't matter. If you have a mint to give, give them a mint.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Well, it's not going to
make their economic oppression a bit more refreshing.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. It's the Refreshing Oppression Tour downtown.
It's a short
tour. And you know what? If you have an empty Altoids can, give it to them, too, because they could keep Beatles in there.
Put their crack rock in there.
Yeah, it's nice.
They could use that to store their dreams.
A lot of people have their home. They're helping out the homeless agenda. That's just mine. And it's not going to make them stop smelling, but you know what? It's the part that I can do. Give them a mint.
You know, I've got a program that helps the homeless.
Do you, Chad? I was kind of.
How will you tell us about it?
Get into this, Chad.
Well, I can't mention it on the air. Of course. But if you come see me
live,
it'd
be great if you could tell us about it in some sort of euphemistic form.
Yeah, perhaps you could censor yourself. Maybe.
Well, all right.
Use a different term.
I have a because that's the thing. You see a homeless guy, you give him a dollar. You don't know what he's going to do. Chances are, sure. Booze or drugs or horse, whatever homeless people do.
Oh yeah.
And so I gave a guy a homeless. I gave a guy a homeless dollar. And,
weird.
Yeah, and he gave it a home in his anus, and wow. It was good. No, I gave.
They don't have wallets.
I gave a guy a dollar, and I started walking down the street, and I thought, man, how's that really going to help him long term? Really, is that going to make a difference in his life? No. And I thought, man, I'm going to start my own organization, and I did. And mine is called Screw the Homeless.
Ooh.
But this is what I'm saying. You know, you see a homeless person, have some empathy. Take them home. Give them a change of clothes. Give them a shower. Give them some food.
A mint, perhaps?
Give them a mint.
Thank you.
But make sure you screw their brains out.
Oh.
hard.
Yeah, I get it now.
Because, you know, they didn't expect when they woke up that morning, they didn't expect that. They didn't.
And you didn't either.
Right. But really, everybody wins, and you brightened their little day, and you gave them a ray of sunshine and hope and something to look forward to. Just screw the homeless is all I'm saying. And if you want to join my cause, check me out at...
something stronger than screw the homeless.
F... yeah. Blank, 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 thehomeless.com.
I need to think out how many other letters.
Yeah. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to thinking. But yeah.
Trying to get you to go there for like 5 minutes.
But it's,
we're all doing charitable stuff, and I think that's great.
Well, it is, you know, it is a tax deduction, too. Anything you spend at fthehomeless.com.
One thing that I do, and I've just kind of started doing this, when I see a homeless person now, mm-hmm. now I don't shove them.
Is that
you
right?
Don't.
Usually I would.
Well, right. Let me ask you something, though.
I push them up against the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Give them what for?
Sometimes I just tip their card over and go, hey, look, what happened?
Yeah, but
and
that's
then
all
I
right.
walk off. But see, my middle finger in the air. Just
so,
like.
So you're saying you're not doing that anymore. And my question to you.
Not on the weekends.
Ah, no, that's where I was going with that. Because
and I don't on Tuesday because that's bar car night.
Well, yeah, you got to pace yourself. I understand that.
Oh, and by the way, I just want to mention the open mic at the bar car. We need people to come out and support that show.
Yes.
It is a fantastic show.
Yes.
The longest running open mic in Nashville.
Yes.
And Tennessee.
Let's just say Tennessee.
Certainly Tennessee.
Because I can't
Tennessee.
Think of any other open mic. In Knoxville, they came and go.
Nothing's closed.
Chattanooga comes and goes. Memphis, they had a club, and then it closed down.
Yeah,
they've
longest.
Got two clubs. But,
the,
you know,
so
yeah.
So our car is the longest. But, you know, the crowds have been kind of down. We really want some more people coming out and supporting what we do, because there's a lot of funny people in this town.
Come well, the, you know, more important than just support is it is a fun night.
Really I mean, you've got a lot of fun. It's got, drink specials, chicken wings.
What I like,
but there are funny people, and the professionals that are based in town, if they're here and they've got a day, they'll be there.
Yes.
And guys that are coming into Zany's or just driving through will stop in sometimes
it's
and
really,
do time.
We've had a lot
happen.
Of named
anything
comics show up there.
It's really cool.
Josh Sneed's been there a few times. Pat Dixon's been there a lot.
Keith
he's there
Alberstadt.
A lot. Keith Alberstadt on Bob and Tom. Oh, and Pat Dixon is recording a Comedy Central special.
Yeah.
Well done.
In December.
Well, good for him, man. Nobody deserves it more than him as far
is
as
he
concerned.
On NashvilleStandup.com? Surely we can go on to him
listed.
And add him.
I could, yeah, if I had time and energy and the will to live.
Wow.
Wow.
But like, yeah,
you're a leader of the movement.
Yeah, I am. He doesn't need us. He really doesn't. But he comes.
We need him. Is the point.
But he comes and he does hang out and he does time and he's great, man.
Yeah, he's really really good. And I think we have a CD by him, don't we? Let's go. Oh, we don't.
You know, I wish I would have brought it. I saw it at my house and I left it.
But we do have some really good stuff that I'd like to get to, so I can something? Take a damn break.
Yeah.
You want to play? I've got a CD loaded up in there with a.
Oh, Zany's. Did you play? You played Rob at Zany's last week.
Yeah.
Yes, sir,
but I've got a CD with. A set from Jesse Perry and a set from Mark Anunson. Take your pick.
Set from me? From where?
Native Engine, January.
Oh, let's hear Jesse Perry. I vote Jesse Perry.
I vote, we'll hear both.
It could be dirty. I haven't censored either.
Oh, if you haven't censored it and it's me, then play Mark.
Yeah, because Mark is pretty clean.
Track two, then. Yeah, Mark.
Well, I mean,
yeah. All right, here we go.
This is Mark Anunson.
XRadio.biz, Nashville Music City.
NashvilleStandup.com.
Huh?
Are you all ready for some great comedy tonight? Hell yeah, you are. Hell yeah, you are. Coming to the stage is my homeboy.
Oh, man.
He hasn't been doing this too long, and we're going to let him tell the jokes, aren't we, brother? We're going to let him tell the jokes. Yeah. Yeah, man, we appreciate that. We're glad you came out, though. Have a beer. If you haven't already had none. But coming to the stage right now is a very funny man. Give it up for Troy Blackwood.
Great.
That was certainly Mark talking.
That was an example of MC introductions,
yes.
Which is a crucial part of comedy, and that's why we played that.
If you want to get anywhere, you got to learn how to host.
Man.
Whether it's a radio show or a comedy show or our whatever the hell this is.
Wow. Well, that CD was mislabeled, and I don't want to besmirch Mr. Troy Blackman. He's very, very funny.
Blackwood.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's a black dude.
I'm glad you didn't besmirch him.
Whatever. But he's funny, but that set is riddled with F-bombs. bombs, and we can't have that.
It makes me blush.
Jesus never invented the F-bomb, so we can't.
I'll re-edit that and make him say screw every time.
Yes. But make sure it's your voice.
Right? Yeah. It's like watching a movie on TBS or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the screw was that?
Oh, man.
Get that screwing guy out of here.
I'll tell you what, have you ever watched A Few Good Men on TBS?
Yeah. Oh,
man. Always.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, you mother father. Oh, so wow. I'm about to start writing jokes for this thing. I'm very excited. What are sports?
Sports are usually, it's a group of people, and they get together, and they disrobe, and they oil each other
up
really, really well. And then they go at it with usually a ball is involved.
Or multiple
I've
balls.
I've probably written one joke.
Several balls can be involved.
Are these balls smooth?
Sometimes they're smooth. Sometimes the balls are a little bumpy. It depends, really.
Would you say put the ball on your nose?
I just like to I just like to hold on for 1 second and say something. We're naughty.
You may be naughty. I'm good.
All right.
I'm glad you stopped that momentum, Ryan.
If anybody has any jokes about Huey Lewis and his second album, that would work.
Oh, that's a reference approach.
Something. Right there. It could be it. Please.
You won badminton.
All right.
That'll be a punchline.
So anyway, something. Yeah, balls are funny. In the
so some gloves piss me off. I'm like, you're some bad mittens. Screw it. Counts.
Wow.
I didn't say they'd be good.
Well, X-Radio, thank goodness.
X-Radio.biz, Nashville, Music City.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I like the way we all heckle each other. Like we're geniuses.
Yeah. We know what we're doing. That's important.
Ah, gosh.
Let's
I'm
have
so
some
drunk.
Comedy, man.
I'm really drunk. have you guys had that Midori?
You know, maybe we could talk a little bit about this. The idea of ingesting alcohol or other controlled substances before doing shows.
Bad idea.
Yeah, I've got a two-beer limit.
Ultimately a bad idea.
I've got a two-beer limit, and I cannot ingest any other sort of substance in any form because that does not do well.
Yeah, unless you're talking about a place like Jackson with the crowds rowdy.
Right.
That said, you know, don't drink before you go on stage because they're going to be giving you shots.
That's what I hear is that there's some clubs where they're actually buying for you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, buddy, this will make you funnier. You know, and then towards the end of your set, you're a big club. Or you can't speak it out. That's always a nice feeling.
The first showcase I was involved in at the Bar Car, actually, I came up with the brilliant idea of, I was still a young comic, I still wasn't as hilarious as I am now. Thanks for the support. Anyway,
you're very hilarious.
I thought, thank you, Jesse, let's hug.
We are.
So I thought, what I was going to do is I was going to do a shot of bourbon every time the audience didn't give me a laugh.
I remember that. That was such a bad idea.
And in 10 minutes, we played a little game. It basically turned into 10 shots in 10 minutes. And
but it wasn't. Was it real?
It was
real.
It was real.
Yeah, he was shooting.
Oh. It was real bourbon.
Oh. It wasn't really funny, but it was...
It wasn't funny, but you know what? Didn't matter, because at the end of the set, I was hilarious to myself.
Wow. See, I mean, it's
hey, was bad. That the big bottle? The big bottle of Jim Beam?
That was the... No.
Is that where that
That's
went?
That's a totally different
we're not
incident.
Talking about that incident, thank you.
Oh, I forgot about the... Oh, that's... Oh, it's in-joke night here on Nashville Stand-Up Radio. The big Jim Beam, that was Boardwalk, wasn't it?
Boardwalk. That's what that was.
Boardwalk Cafe. That was a fantastic venue.
He's talking about a different incident.
I know. We're diverting that. Yeah. We're getting away from the larceny element. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Good for you. I'm not...
The place did close, didn't it?
Is it?
Boardwalk closed.
Oh, okay.
Boardwalk not the other place you're thinking about where we actually stole a big bottle of Jim Beam.
Yeah, let's just get it out of here right now. Let's just get this out. Oh.
There was a large...
Well, this story is really... I'm confused and frightened.
He already knows you took it, Ryan.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
How does he know that? I mean, did somebody rat on me or something? All right, well, I'm going to talk about it then. You know the big...
What the hell's happening on X-Radio?
There's a bar called...
Fla-Flu. Let's just call it
Kazoo,
Fla-Flu.
Kazoo.
No. Well, you should not talk about this.
Why not? Apparently, the owner knows I stole it.
Oh, wow. This is like... Nobody knows what we're talking about, including me.
Let me deflect from this. I killed a man.
All right.
You know the big, huge novelty bottles of, like, you know, liquor that they always sell? There's this huge one. It must have been a gallon bottle of
maybe 3 or 4 gallons. It was very large. It really was big.
You couldn't
four,
fit it.
Like a 4 gallon bottle of whiskey.
Now,
and obviously, it's not.
There's an evening.
Well, we didn't. I thought, oh, well, this will be a score. The place is crowded. We're doing comedy. Everyone's killing. So I helped myself to it.
Why not steal it?
I'll be honest with you. Yes, I thought it'd be hilarious if I got away with it. What the heck?
That's your big closer?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Well, here's the thing. I did really well, apparently, that night, because as I'm carrying it out to the car, just quickly skipping out to jump in the car, I hear outside in the middle of the street that I won that night. So I have to drop the bottle in the middle of the street, run in through a window, and run up on stage and say, thank you very much, appreciate it, and all that junk, and then run back out before somebody hit a large bottle of liquor. The payoff is, turns out, there's not really liquor in the bottles.
Of course it's not. It's like 4 feet tall, right?
Yeah. It's very
Why would they fill up a thing like that full?
Anybody want to die?
Yeah,
I feel bad about it.
It was just like colored nasty water.
Yeah, it's just nasty. Like it was vinegar basically. Right. And we cracked it open like a bunch of hobos. And don't lie if you were there.
I was there. I did not take a sip.
We were looking for it, and we were all happy about it. And it turned that out.
I was looking for the expression on your face when you drank that.
Technically, I didn't steal it. Let me just say this. Technically, I was not to blame. Another comic was to blame for actually filching it. I just decided I would transport it.
Right.
Like so many Chinese refugees.
I didn't steal it. I swapped it.
Yeah,
I was a middleman.
I don't care. It was free anyway, wasn't it? Free? Don't they just give the? Yeah, I'm alone.
And rightfully so. Xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Oh, I hear a bird with water in its mouth.
What's it doing?
Fly away. That's completely sober. Okay, you know.
All right, can we play?
We've had a lot of fun here.
We really don't have any CDs to play.
I'm kind of interested in hearing Steve Hofstetter.
Is that Troy Blackman? Is he any good?
Troy Blackman is fantastic.
He's awesome.
Actually, he did put on a very good show at the Borough Bar and Grill.
I recorded that. I wish I could play that right now.
BW's against the heckler.
Yeah,
BW faced off against the heckler and won soundly.
Hecklers are fun.
And I gave one of the most don't give a damn performances of my life.
Congratulations.
You're very proud. You're very proud.
Not really.
But BW, with this particular heckler, and with most of them in general, it really isn't a matter of winning. Because the guy...
Oh, I'm heckler!
Yeah, he's just saying stuff.
You suck, and I suck too.
It just wasn't even coherent for the most part. He'd be like, hey, what's your name? He's like, whatever you want to be.
Oh,
like, what? What are you...
My name's Yuri Poopyhead, Derby-Doo.
And then what was great...
time, I burned books.
I walked past this guy and his little buddy, and as I was doing
it was a skipper. He owned a boat.
That's right. He had a little hat. He was on his cell phone saying, yeah, man, there might be a fight tonight. Come on down here. Come on down, man. You want to jump in? Yeah, like there's... And I'm sure his friends are of that sort. They're like, there's going to be a fight? Yeah, I'm coming on down, man.
Give me my board with a nail in it.
You know, one thing about Murfreesboro, they have fantastic venues there. Yeah. Liquid Smoke and Bro are both excellent venues.
That's true. Love those places.
But you are guaranteed every show at least 2 retards.
Yeah, that's true.
2 of the dumbest, most ignorant people.
It's a town quota. The town demand. It's a town quota. We have to have 2 village idiots.
It was the great Tard Act of '02.
That is true, but I have to point out that stupid is everywhere.
That's
everywhere I go. There it is.
You know, that should be on a bumper sticker.
You know, I'm going to... ChadRadden.com for all your stupid is everywhere needs.
There's an excellent bumper sticker that says I saw the other day called Legalized Crime.
Oh, do we still have that for sale?
It's so brilliant.
The Mangy Dog.com
store. Buy the Legalized Crime bumper sticker today if you don't sign up for our forum.
And that's a good point because we have prisons and they're overcrowded. They're all overcrowded. Yes, there's people waiting on death row. There's only one way to solve this prison overcrowding problem, and that is to legalize crime.
Absolutely.
That's an interesting theory. You know, they do say that like the congressmen and the bigwigs are the ones who don't want to legalize
it. Fat cats in Washington.
They're getting so rich off of it.
It's all the media machine. You know, you got the internet on the bottom. And
George Washington grew crime. A lot of people don't realize that, but he grew crime.
He grew it.
Developed it in his basement, in a bathtub.
Yeah, he cultivated crime.
He said, I'm going to call it crime. And then he threw it out in the front yard. And now look where we're at, America.
He sounded like Reverend Al Green when he said it, too. I'm going to call it crime.
Well, he used to be a soul singer.
George W. Bush. He did?
He used to be an R&B singer.
Is that right?
He produced Barry White's first album.
I did not know that.
Needs more treble.
He was very good.
That's interesting. You learn something new about your president every day. And so does he.
Don't you wish he'd learn something every day?
Well, that's his own prerogative, isn't it?
I'm awesome.
Yeah.
I don't read. I love the way that the president takes pride in not reading.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to polls. I don't watch news. I don't read newspaper.
I don't care what people thought of me. Jesus loves me. That's you need me, I'll be in a corner, staring at the wall. Not reading. Not thinking.
Oh, now you're ticking off the red states, Jesse.
Oh, you know, and we have such a huge Kansas fan base.
I'm telling you.
It hurts. We hate to lose our...
We've already lost Clarksville. What are we going to do?
Yeah, exactly. The Baptist Convention turned against us long, long ago. Which is unfortunate because I got to do a gig there in 3 weeks. What am I going to say?
I just like when he
forgive
does,
and forget.
When he it's does his speeches, he doesn't even, it's not even like, you can tell he's reading it for the first time, and he's doing like the inflections on the absolute worst moments for good and valuable consideration, the receipt of which from, just glance at the notes right before you go on the air. I mean, we don't do that, but it doesn't mean the president shouldn't.
I think the one thing about the president, all people, I think we should respect him. I think I'm not a big liberal wacko like you guys.
Yeah.
This guy wears a suit.
That's true, he does.
He does wear a tie, too.
It is a thick suit.
Mm-hmm.
When he is outside in the summer, he is hot.
That's true.
He is sweaty.
He's one of our
and
own.
We're expecting him to make decisions.
Right.
And I think that's ridiculous.
Well, it's...
Andy, do you agree?
Well, yeah, I was listening on the news the other day talking about in Iraq, they're trying to... They're having a vote about their constitution.
Uh-huh. Right? Today.
Today. Well, today.
Last night.
Yeah. Tabulating the votes.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's been talking about, you know, the election, but he gets his words mixed up sometimes, the
Uh-oh,
president.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's very funny.
He said, something, 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 I lack erections, something, something.
Wow.
I don't listen to it at all, man. I just heard that.
You just heard erection and you got
I heard
like,
erection
oh?
and perked up, yeah.
What? Ah, thanks so much. She is so funny. Andy
Lynn.
Andy
Give
Lynn.
It up for Andy, man.
That's absolutely.
Their time.
Andy will be appearing.
Helping us out.
There's the
Sabaro across the street.
Yeah.
They've got soup or
they
something.
Do. It's good.
I actually I went to the Sabaro.
Gloves are off.
I went to the Sabaro. Have you had the pepperoni calzone there?
I can't say that I have.
It's like swallowing a fist.
Wow.
Well,
if you've ever swallowed a fist
through your intestines.
I love me some fists.
You know how like you're eating there and it's like, oh, if I keep eating this, I'm going to die?
Yeah.
It's like that, only worse.
That's interesting. That's
Sabaro, a group of people that decided to be a good idea to put an S with a B.
Yeah.
But we're trusting them.
What is the deal with Sabaro anyway?
Why don't you tell us, Ryan?
I will tell you. Their spaghetti is soupy. Okay, next.
Waka, waka, waka.
Xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Hey, I just want to point out that this show, as always, as all of them are, sponsored by Fresca. Fresca!
That's good drinking!
You're darn too.
And by Nike.
And Nike, of course.
And Colonel Parker's Spam Nuggets.
Oh.
The great taste of Spam! In bite-sized form!
Spam nuggets.
How many times have you said, this Spam is too big?
How am I going to get it smaller?
It's not suitable for dipping!
Who's going to eat this Spam?
Colonel Parker said he's going to eat it for you.
Hey, who? I'm Colonel Parker. I'm sick and tired of big pieces of Spam. I drop it down in the bite-sized nugget, and I give it to you.
Each nugget?
Colonel Parker Spam nugget.
Yeah. That's minuscule eating.
The riffing moment on xradio.biz. Yeah,
I think the drunken Southern Colonel is a fine character. I think he should return throughout the day.
You boys are doing a fine job.
Thank you, Colonel.
With your little radio show.
You're listening to xradio.biz. Nashville Music City.
I was thinking about getting the Announcetron 4000 to come and do
love
some...
I love Announcetron.
Yeah, maybe he'll come in and come into the room and
do some time.
Automated jokes, yeah.
Well,
maybe later.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need to... Next week, we will have the stand-up debut of Announcetron 4000. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
He's good. He's going a long way. He shows up at the bar car every Tuesday night, and his set's really improving.
And people used to say, you know, he's kind of robotic, but...
Well, you know, mechanical, but that's his thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you listen to it,
it's
not
kind of
one
hook.
Word... doesn't need to be there for his act.
And that's really right. It's very concise.
Yeah, crisp. It's good stuff.
It's crisp.
John Helms could take page from his book. I wanted to mention John Helms.
Love John Helms.
He's good.
Fantastic comedy supporter. Thank you very much, John, for supporting.
He lives in Nashville, and I've done shows in Chattanooga. Remember we used to go up to the Comedy Catch and rent out their original room? He drove to Chattanooga not expecting stage time, just wanting to watch the show and buy a beer, and then drove back.
That's something.
It was awesome. It absolutely amazed me. My friends that live 30 minutes away from Chattanooga didn't bother to come. But John Helms drove all the way from Nashville.
Some could say that's crazy.
Well, I call it support.
He actually he hasn't been around for a while, and then he showed up Tuesday. He did some time Tuesday.
Cool.
Good.
Right before Mark and Unson. So.
Excellent.
John Helms.
I'm down there tomorrow or Tuesday.
Tuesday. You could go tomorrow
if you
want.
Tomorrow.
You guys want to tell some jokes?
Time.
Here.
During the dance party.
You guys ready for an update on the Iron Comic?
Oh, yeah. Let's get that.
What am I doing? Andy?
Well, Jesse's got a... He's got a piece of paper out.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's written his name on it.
But he spelled it wrong, so that sucks. So
cross it
and that's the joke, I think.
Oh.
And Chad has got several pieces of paper with all of our names on it.
This is sad. This is actually true. I have 1,000 sheets of paper I carry with me at all times, and they all have the exact same set list on them.
Yeah.
It's the same seven jokes.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy thing.
That's right.
Only it's in
it's just dull jokes.
Hacky form.
That's right. So
the hacking.
Here's Johnny. You can just use the same line. It's everything.
The hacking. Here's what the deal is.
What is the deal with this mice? Could I chop up any more people? I can't stop killing. Don't get me started on the chopping and the killing.
The poster could say, the hacking. Have you seen this?
Figure out the deal. This
oh, excellent.
And it'll just be a shot of me wearing a really crappy blue blazer.
With the sleeves rolled up a
little. Yeah, in front of a brick, fake brick background.
Holding an axe instead of a microphone.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I hate comedy.
Yeah, well.
Yes, well.
You can tell.
Our contempt shows through and through.
But we need to play a CD, because I'm just really over my own voice.
My throat hurts. It's not from talking.
It's from that fist you ate earlier.
I'm sorry. I love a fist. That's grilled.
Now, Steve is pretty clean.
This is actually a college show.
Oh.
You can play it. Who cares?
I can play it. Who cares?
Yeah, that's my vote of approval.
Let's play the first four tracks.
You might want to give him the CD.
Play the first four tracks.
Yeah. While we're getting that set up there, I'd like to take this opportunity, if I could, say hi to my grandmother.
Oh, is your grandmother listening?
No.
Well, go ahead. Say hi.
Hi.
I wonder if she does she have the internet?
She does have the internet. She enjoys the webs, as it were. She likes reading the emails. She doesn't like responding to them because she hasn't figured out that reply means it's.
Now, you were telling me earlier that her AOL name is Hot for You 16.
No. It's hot. Oddly. It's hot. The number four, the letter U, and here's what it is: Hot for You 69X2, and that's the thing that people are forgetting because she wants twice as, and it's because she gets very warm very easily, and she lives in apartment 6'9".
I thought it was her age, but no.
No. She's 97. Totally. There's already a Hot for You 97.
Fitting with our theme today, she's a sport.
That's our theme.
Now let's play Steve Hofstetter, xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Yay.
You know what I like doing for fun? I mess around with telemarketers. You guys ever do that? That's the best. Now, one of them called up, and she's like, "Hello, this is Dorothy from AT&T. Would you like to?" And I stopped her, and I was like, "Dorothy, you had me at hello." Then one of them calls up all excited. He's like, "Hi, this is Rob from Sprint. What the hell do I do here, you know? I can just hang up. Or return his enthusiasm." It's like, "Robert! Where have you been? We've been worried sick. Call your father." He hasn't called that, which is weird. And sometimes I tell her your calls, and they say, would you like to save money on long distance? You ever go, yeah, and then hang up really quick? Me too. I do stuff like that because I don't think that stupidity should go unpunished. I don't. No, no. A lot of people say that ignorance is bliss. I disagree. Not being the moron next to me is bliss. Seriously, if you were CEO of your own Fortune 500 company, and your friends from childhood are still trying to figure out why not to eat the yellow snow, bliss. We each have a chance to use our intelligence every day, and a lot of times we don't. We do stupid things like, okay, so many times people say something like, you know, what's up? What's the right answer to that? Nothing much, right? Except if you anticipate the question incorrectly. And then they go, what's up? And you go, good. We've all done that. In fact, sometimes after we do that wrong, we're like, okay, next time, I got it. And they go, how you doing? And you go, nothing much. Use your mind. Use your intelligence. Seriously, do you guys respect the rules of shotgun? Yeah. Seriously, I respect the rules of shotgun, but my friends don't. Because I call shotgun, they put me in the back seat. I was very upset, but instead of getting up all, you know, in their face and everything, no, I just used my intelligence. I waited till we got to a toll booth. As we were driving away, I crumpled up a piece of paper, shoved it in my mouth, threw my hands behind my back, went, there's no revenge like convincing the authorities that your friends have kidnapped you. I was detained just as long as they were, but they never put me in the backseat again. You guys are all in school now, pretty much, right? People in school? Yeah. Some people said yes. You know you're at one, right? Just checking. I wanna just ask you a little bit about your school. Is anybody here taking weird classes here? Weird classes? Tell me what they are, or just yell. What are you taking? Latin. Yeah, that's fucked up, man. Alright, who here is taking weird classes? I mean, I guess Latin's kind of weird in that, you know, like the language is dead and all, but a lot of people take it. He's so enthusiastic. Wow. I got a feeling that any class with that guy is a weird class. So, where's taking a weird class? A genuinely weird class. What are you taking? Yoga. Alright, that's a fucking weird class. Seriously, like, what's the final? Is she showing me what the final is? Everybody takes weird classes at school sometimes. And then even the basic ones can be weird, like economics. You ever take economics, anybody? How come too many people can register for a basic supply and demand course? This. Seriously, like, what about any history majors in the crowd? Yeah? That's awesome, because the rest of you guys are going to find jobs. I was a history major. No, but before I was a history major, I was an English major. Some English majors in the crowd, or maybe just people who like the fact that other people are English majors. Everyone always asks me the same question when I was an English major. They ask me, Steve, what are you going to do with that? Work at McDonald's? I'm like, dude, no one at McDonald's speaks English. But it's alright that we come to school and deal with stupidity, because we grew up with stupidity. Everybody did. When I was 6 years old, my teacher pulled me aside and said, Steve, you could accomplish anything if you just set your mind to it. I spent that entire summer trying to make my sister's head explode. I mean, the day it finally worked was pretty cool, but... My mom was pissed. My teacher was really proud of that thing. I recently came into contact with a six-year-old kid because my friend is dating his mother, yeah, which makes him a motherfucker. Look at that. No, so I recently came into contact with this kid. I hadn't been around a kid for a long time. And so, like, I was talking, you know, we were all having lunch together, and I was talking, and I said something about, like, my mom being the tooth fairy, and I didn't really think about it. And all of a sudden, this kid jumps up from the table and points to his mom and goes, "I knew you were the tooth fairy! I knew it!" And I'm like, oh, what did I just do here? I just destroyed this kid's conception of the tooth fairy, so I had to think quickly. I used my intelligence. I explained to this kid, no, you've got it wrong. My parents are the tooth fairy. For everyone. And he believed me. Yeah, after lunch, he went out and hit the yellow snow. No, he was a bright kid, actually. He wanted a yellow crayon, actually. He wanted a yellow crayon to color in those placemats. And he was looking for a yellow crayon, and he couldn't find one. He starts freaking out, and I decided this would be a good time to teach this kid that yellow plus blue equals green, right? Trust me. No, yellow plus blue equals green. So I told the kid yellow plus blue equals green, which would stand to reason that green minus blue would equal yellow. And therefore, if you were to take the green crayon and subtract out all the blue, well, you'd be left with a yellow crayon. He didn't really understand. So I set it up for him algebraically. And I was like, cross off blue for both sides. And he still didn't get it. But he never asked me another question again. So I win is the point of that story. I grew up with stupidity. I grew up with stupidity because I'm Jewish and I look Irish. And no one ever believes me that I'm Jewish. No, I have a good system, though, because I can go into bars and pick fights with people and sue everyone they never see it coming. Seriously, grown-up Jewish is tough. Even in New York City, grown-up Jewish was tough because my classmates would tease me, call me all kinds of names like Cheapskate, Hooknose, and Bagel Eater. I was like, man, this Hebrew school sucks. And grown-up Jewish and grown-up Irish are very different, because when you're brought up Irish, you're told, when you grow up, you're going to be a firefighter. When you're brought up Jewish, you're told, when you grow up, you're going to be cheap. What the hell is that? Like my big rite of passage was turning 16, borrowing the keys to the car, and then renting it to my friends. I tried being a firefighter, and that can't work out with that logic. Oh, if I was a firefighter, I'd get to the top of the ladder. I'd be like, well, Mrs. Glick, I'd love to save you. Really, I would. But first, there's the small matter of the bill. See, five flights, $100 a flight, two dogs. One of them's a schnauzer? That's a German dog. That's going to be extra. Glad you guys laugh at that, because sometimes people get all sensitive. They're like, damn, Jews always being so mean to the Germans. Spirituality and gave me a lot of days off from school. I used to take off for Arab Yom Revi'i, which means Tuesday. What the hell holiday is this? This is like once a week. This is ridiculous. Actually, my mom hates me telling those jokes. My mom hates me telling the Jewish jokes, the cheap jokes, because she says, someday you're going to go to a part of the country where they don't have many Jews, like all of it. And you're going to tell those jokes and people are going to think the Jews really are cheap. And I'm like, you know what, Mom? Well, then tip better. She really hates that joke. I think that racism is a ridiculous concept. It's a ridiculous concept. That's why I tell those jokes. It's great. Like, people are going to be like, no, I totally disagree. I love racism. Even if you do, you keep that quiet, you know? It's not something you go at your big, wear a big t-shirt, I heart racism. Like, what? I do. I just want to tell people. I'm being honest. I hope. I'm going to take that clip out of context. Like, we're taping, I'm going to take the clip out of context. This is going to be me talking about how I love racism. Terrible. No, I think racism is ridiculous. Like, I think it's a stupid concept, and here's why. Because it is a generalization based on the first few people you meet of a certain skin color or ethnicity. That doesn't make sense. See, I grew up with a black sister. Completely serious, my sister's adopted and black. Alright, I tell people that sometimes, they congratulate me. Like, I picked her out. Ooh, Mom, get that one. She's 10, I like that. She'll give me street cred. It's ridiculous, though, like, generalizing someone, like, just because they, like, what am I going to do? I'm going to grow up? How could I possibly be racist with a black sister? I'm going to grow up, sit around with a bunch of racist people, be like, man, I can't stand black people because they always read my diary.
Hofstetter on xradio.biz. Very good.
One of the guys behind ComedySoapbox.com.
Yes, ComedySoapbox.com, an incredible resource. They just redesigned their site. Check out the comedians page. Pretty much every comic in the country
goes there.
Comic goes there, is there.
And blogs. Aspire. A lot of us have blogs up there. I know you're active on there, and I am too.
Mark and Nunson's blogs are fantastic.
So funny.
Site. So check out.
Read about his pancake troubles.
And you can see their schedules. He's got a really cool schedule.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So you can see
schedules,
who's playing where.
Birthdays, the full gamut.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
I learned that word.
It's
a Nashville good little Music portal City. For comedy.
And you can send a Nashville stand-up on it. And,
let's talk about comedy websites for comics. People can listen and learn more about their favorite stand-up comics. There's a site called NobodyLikesMe.com.
That's an interesting site.
Very good. Good way to see
how
dramatic many comics are.
Yeah, I was going to say. To see
I don't know. That's another forum, and I would be, I don't know. I think if I was just a fan, I don't think I would give a crap about the forum.
Yeah, if you were a fan, you'd probably go to something like MangyDog.com.
Yes.
Forum.
Yeah.
And just hang out there and
truly not give a crap about.
You almost cursed.
I really wish you'd all die someday.
We will. We will.
I know.
Rest assured.
Thank you. Shecky.com is a fine website.
Shecky Magazine. I'm not sure what that...
It's just Shecky.com, I believe.
Or is it a .org?
Well, it could be an org. It could be a biz, you know.
The biz.
It's, let's talk about the
it's
biz.
It's actually Shecky Magazine.
SheckyMagazine.com.
Shecky Magazine. Is it full or is it Shecky Mag?
ShakyMagazine.com.
Wow, thanks, Dad.
You can't stop with your horseplay.
Wait in the car till Daddy finishes the show.
I've spanked so many asses today, it's ridiculous.
Are you talking about just comedy websites?
Just in general.
Just discussing them, or just fun websites that you frequent?
I was talking more of the things that comics like to go to, a lot of sites that they go to. And I know that NashvilleStandup.com has tons of great comedy links.
You go there, and the links are right there. See?
Yeah.
I'm looking at them right now, somehow.
Wow.
It's odd. There's stand-up in other... If you're in another city besides Nashville, there's...
Come to Nashville.
Yeah. You're really making a mistake with your life. Yeah. But there's the local comedy scenes in Cincinnati, Cleveland, New York, Chicago, Dallas, Washington, California. California's not really a city. Indianapolis, Seattle, Toronto.
They got a good tight scene in California.
They all have like...
They've got 38,000.
There's a bunch of other sites like Nashville Stand-Up that are regional.
300,000 actors.
And if we link to them all from Nashville Stand-Up. Not all of them, but most of the good ones.
The ones that matter. The ones that are good. The ones that paid me.
Wow.
ChuckleMonkey.com, I think, is one, right?
ChuckleMonkey is very good.
ChuckleMonkey Beanstalk. It'll show you all the shows everywhere. Yeah. It's a national.
It's it's pretty incredible. Thanks, Andy.
Sure.
Well done, Andy.
Good job.
Andy is drunk and under the console, by the way. And every time you hear her, it's because she's coming up for air. and another shot, apparently. Thank you, Andy.
All right. That's enough.
Back to what you were doing down there.
That was a good choice.
So Steve was talking about Jews.
Yeah, so I tell you what, there's a demographic. Like, I can't quite figure out, people. Who are these people? I mean, they just walk around saying they're the chosen ones. Who chose you? Don't get me started on the kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Carey.
Jesus was a Jew.
Oh, really?
He was. Until he found the Lord.
Well,
he converted to himselfism.
Himselfism.
You know, oddly enough, it turns out the passion of the Christ was tap dancing. Thank you, everyone.
I thought it was chocolate.
Well, no, that was actually
a chocolate-holic.
No, guys, death by chocolate was the last temptation of Christ.
Oh, I get it.
He went to Outback.
We've backslided. backslided.
There's some angry backslided. Christians right now.
Yeah, tomorrow's the
there
gospel.
There are no Christians listening to this show.
Yeah, I disagree. There's tomorrow. Every Sunday on X Radio is all gospel.
Yes, it is.
And so they tune in 12 hours early just to get started.
They're just like, man, I sure would like to hear these three smartasses talk for 2 hours.
Hey, it's
it'll prep me for church.
It's the sinning and the salvation. Come on, seriously, we're performing a service here.
We're
by sinning all over the radio.
Yes, yes, we are.
We dirty the internet so you can clean it up with your Jesus.
We are.
In a way, we're kind of giving our sins so that they may not. In a way.
That's
which
right.
Reminds me of somebody. I can't remember the name.
Well, if we're still on the air, I'd like to mention that it is xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
I'm sure they're glad to have their name tied with that.
Jesse, there's no microphone in cyberspace. Here you are.
Actually, there's like
please five. Stop hitting me. Please, just stop hitting me.
I didn't even hit you.
Excellent.
You would have heard the hits.
Music City.
You would have heard
speaking
the
hits.
Wacky
you can hear a lot
effect.
Of the hits fading away from this website right now as we
slowly
ramble.
Click away into oblivion.
Neil Diamond's got some hits.
Neil Diamond, that's right. Neil Diamond is coming
ladies
to Nashville.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the jazz singer.
He's coming to Nashville.
We get it. He's good. Are you cats going to go and check out a little ND?
No. I had an opportunity for tickets and I flubbed it. Didn't go and pick him up when I should have.
Well, Papa's
missed
going.
My deadline.
I'm going. I'm going to enjoy that.
Well, you call him ND.
I do call him ND.
I call him ND.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's interesting that you would stoop to that.
I'm a stooper.
I call him knee die.
Knee die.
Knee die. I need you, knee die.
Oh, knee die.
I just call him Sweet Carrot Eye.
That's what I call homeless people, knee die, because
they're knee die.
Can't read.
That's. Welcome to a new low, ladies and gentlemen. X Radio.
Oh, we can go lower.
I know we
and
can.
And another thing.
I hate babies. Asian babies.
Don't get me started on these Asian babies.
They're
and their hoity-toity attitudes.
They got that sense of entitlement. And
I tell you what, man. Asian babies. Come on back, Colonel. Did I hear you talking about Asian babies? I don't mind being Asian, baby. It's good money. It's good financial sense to sell Asian babies.
They're hard workers.
Who are you, good sir?
And they,
I'm challenging you to a duel.
No, Colonel, it's just Chad Ryden. He's not.
Oh,
he's the kind of the host.
Nice to meet you, Chad.
Good to meet you, Colonel.
I declare, I'm gonna put my thumb in my armpit and stand here regal-like. Buy my spam nuggets! Buy my spam nuggets!
Colonel, that's, you're talking into a pipe pointed out of the wall. Could you just? It's right over here, sir.
I declare. Where am I? Why am I not in Kentucky?
Can we offer you something, sir?
I'm wondering the same thing.
Yeah, I would crave for some spam chopped up into tiny bits.
Now, are the spam nuggets, are they individually wrapped in little tiny cans, each one? Or are they?
They are in Hershey's Kisses wrappers that I stole from a factory.
Wow.
Ironically enough, in Herschel's, Pennsylvania, and I came back to Kentucky's, and then I wrapped some spam in them, and now I send them to people, and they take it out of the gravel, and they fry up the spam, and it's good. Eat my spam nuggets.
Thank you, Colonel.
Wow. Now with extra spice.
It's something. And chocolate chunks, oddly enough.
Yeah. The spice is foil from the wrappers that I wrap them in from those kisses I found in Herschel's, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, the Colonel.
You are an improvisational genius.
I try to be, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you know?
It's incredible.
Give it up for Jesse Perry, who did that, because he's tired.
Don't ruin the illusion.
The Tennessean.
I mean, get out of here, Colonel. Don't slip on that banana peel. Oh, hero! I landed on my posterior. Thankfully, there were some spam nuggets in my back pocket that broke my fall. Praise be to Colonel Parker Spam Nuggets.
Saved another life, did they?
Ah, yeah.
Wow. That's it. That was called double dipping, everybody.
I think it's triple dip. The rare triple dip.
Just dip. How about that? That's four.
I would agree. Dip. That's a that's certainly a one syllable word.
Nashville Music City.
Xradio.biz.
Thanks for this is my last show here, okay?
That's a shame. That's a, you're canceled prematurely.
God, I can't quit that. I just want somebody to hug me.
We chose.
You know,
but moving on.
But moving on.
How you doing, Iron Comics? Are we ready for this sucker?
I think that we're close to. Are you
Iron
are you
Comic
ready?
Time?
I'm probably as ready as all.
Now I'll be honest.
Music.
That, we should play the. There's the music. We're hearing the music.
Do
now.
My announcer job. I'll bring it in.
There's the music.
Yeah, scoodle. Do it.
Coming sometime.
There's the music right there.
Scoodle.
I can hear. I can hear it.
Do.
It's coming through in mine.
Scoodle.
Does anyone else hear the music? Do.
Iron Comics brought to you by Fresca.
Fresca.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've waited your 60-some-odd minutes. You've trundled and trundled your way through the interweb. And now, we give you the finest 5 minutes you'll ever endure. Iron. Ten, we got a stretch of 10? Crap. All right, 10 minutes. Five good ones, and then maybe five not so good.
Well, listen, everyone come away with one last.
And then a last joke. Ladies and gentlemen, our contenders, as you recall, Mr. Chad Ryden and Mr. Jesse Perry.
Yes.
The topic tonight, sports.
Sports.
These men were commissioned to write five, yes, five different jokes or humorous anecdotes, pieces, bits, little skits, if you were my mother. And now they will face each other, arena style, to let us know what is the funny. I believe we're going to start this week with, you know, we're going to flip a coin.
Ooh, look at the coin flip.
Because nothing is better on radio than the flippage of a coin.
It's very dramatic. It's visually interesting.
And because he was the most recent winner,
a lot of visually interesting things.
Jesse will be calling it in the air. So, Jesse, call it in the air. Okay. Here it goes.
Tails.
It is tails, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Perry starts it off.
So I start?
Yeah.
Although, in theory, if I win, I should be able to start or defer.
You know what? Okay, fine. Jesse, you're going
to... I defer...
Oh, you sneaky...
To the challenger!
Sneaky man. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Chad Ryden.
This isn't a joke, but I want to start this off by saying none of my things are jokes. No, I hate sports. I always have. I don't like them, and I firmly believe that people should not exercise.
Now, is this because you are weaselly and wormy yourself, or just in general?
In general, I think people get hurt exercising and doing sports, and I think it's the worst thing you could possibly do to your body is exert it.
Ah, well, that's it.
that's just true.
I just want to say that before starting her. Man, World Series baseball, is that coming up soon? I don't know.
Sure. Yes, we are in the playoffs right now.
Right, so I've got a prediction for the World Series of Major League Baseball.
What's that?
I predict I'll watch less than 30 seconds of the whole damn thing, and by accident, when flipping through the channels looking for actual entertainment. Screw that. Oh, man. NASCAR, is that considered a sport? In this part of the country, it is. I guess NASCAR
it's
is a sport.
Nashville.
Nashville.
Nashole. Come on, you wanted to say it.
Right. Well, that's what that story I read earlier, yes. I thought this was Nashville. And, no. NASCAR, man. And we used to have a NASCAR cafe here in town. They still have one in Sevierville and other places. NASCAR cafe. This is the kind of place where, like, if you're sitting in your trailer and maybe on the porch that you've added onto your trailer about noonish, and you're like, baby, where are we going to go? First of a high class, Satan. Let's go to the concrete fight.
I love you so much.
Yeah, that's where you go. You get your $12 roadkill burger. You know, in most restaurants, they've got smoking and non-smoking sections. Not the NASCAR cafe. There you go, and they've got one side smoking and the other side dipping and chewing. So that's kind of a sports joke.
Well done.
Man, you know, they've had the big steroid scare, right? With the steroids ripping people's arms off and stuff over in the basement.
You read weird newspapers.
Well, I have to admit, I've been on steroids, too. I've been sick lately, so they put me on steroids. And I don't know if you can tell by listening in over the radio, but my nose is ripped. It's strong now. It's stout. And my nose is crazy, too. It beat the crap out of my lips last week. Had roid rage. Woo! My nose. You need to calm down and get off the pipe, nose.
Well done. Chad Ryden.
My
nose. Are there more?
Not really.
Yeah, right.
I went to school. I went to UT and because I had nowhere else to go. No, I went to. I made my school choice because my grandfather went to UT. My dad went to UT. All my uncles went to UT. And I don't know why they went, but I know why I went, because my dad wanted football tickets. He wanted free football tickets, and that's the only reason I went. It didn't matter what grades I brought home, as long as I had UT football tickets for him every single week, and I accomplished that. I didn't get good grades, but he had his tickets.
You're just, right. You were done.
Just a little story. Yeah, I was.
That's Chad Ryan, everybody. Iron Comic. Funny, funny guy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do a little recap there. Your thoughts, Andy?
Chad, quick question. Are you actually from Sevierville?
No, I've never been there. No, actually,
that's all I needed to know.
I've driven through there.
I thought Chad did really well. Yeah. I'm also on steroids. And so I'm going to give him, how are we doing this? 4.5?
You do it any way you need to.
Is it
make
10?
Up your own scale.
I'm going to give you three apples and a banana.
Oh, wow. Three apples and a banana.
Man.
Well done.
Excellent. Done. I'll find that tasty and delicious.
I don't know how I'm going to eat that.
Yeah. Anyone else? Shelley, Raymond, care to step up to the mic and give us your thoughts on Chad's ample set?
It was all right.
All right. Well done.
Shelley's Comedy Reviews.
That was a critique with mystique.
He's a bit of a hack, if you ask me.
Wait a minute.
I know. Hello, Mr. Pot. I'm Mr. Kettle. And next up is, of course, the contender and the champion from 2 weeks ago. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Iron Comic.
Jesse
Perry.
Wow, that's very exciting.
Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Woo!
Clap it up, me and two other guys.
Yeah, sorry.
Man, my mom's a good sport. You know?
Oh, it's such a cop-out.
She, actually... she... the night before I got married, I had to sleep in the same bed with her at a Hampton Inn. And, man, that was an awkward boner. Okay, that was one. Okay, here's one. Why did the Canadian pubic hair fail Jim?
Why?
He came up short in curling.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Was that the one you stood at the other side of the studio?
Yeah.
During the break, you're like, this is the dumbest joke
to be
ever.
Fair, yeah, he warned us.
But correct!
I got dumber. This is a joke for a Cuban redneck.
All right.
What's Bill Clinton's favorite sport? High lie!
Thank you, folks.
Okay. Muy bueno.
Now, I wrote this joke, but Chris Lloyd used it. So this is the joke that you laughed at with Chris Lloyd. Diana Taurasi was drafted by the WNBA, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
She's known for her exceptional ball handling skills, her shooting technique, and her thick 8-inch penis.
Yeah, right. That's how I know her.
I know I do. All right, so I got to say, I love sports. I'm in direct opposite of Chad. I'm a huge football fan.
Here it comes.
Love the Tennessee Titans.
Anybody like us?
Right. I know I do.
Jabba jabba.
Oh, everybody's clever at the same time. So
now.
I love the name, though. The Titans. It's a tough name. There's some team names. And it's not very good. Oh, what the hell else was I going to do?
The only bit he's got about sports.
Yeah. It's like there's a team in hockey. Their name is tough. There's some team names that aren't very good. But there's a team in hockey called the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, why would you want to name your team after the absolute worst aspect of your state? It's like naming a team the Ethiopia Fighting Famine. Or, you know, like the West Virginia Can't Read. Or the Alabama, Alabama. You'd have a team called the Montana Crazy Bastards. They could call their stadium the Woodshed. Here come the Crazy Bastards out on the field. They've got bats and chains. They're talking to an invisible monkey. Their mascot can be a shithouse rat. Plus, you know the Crazy Bastards would have the absolute coolest cheers.
C-R-A-B-Y, I say we're crazy. You said that! I say we're crazy. You said that! The end.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesse funny. Perry, everybody. Yeah. Oh, you make my organs hurt.
It's because I'm rubbing them.
That's what I'm saying. It was a complaint, not a compliment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time to choose the winner. As soon as we have the choose the winner music.
I thought Jesse did really well.
Yeah, I did too.
I'd give him certainly a bundle of grapes.
Ooh, you got a bundle of grapes?
You get a bundle of grapes.
That's something.
I'm going to hang on to the apples.
No apples for you?
I'll give you banana. Okay, grapes, cool. Banana. And kiwis are gay. Jesse's not gay. None of those gay jokes.
All right. We just lost a demographic right there.
We have New Zealanders. And yeah. They're signing off.
Our Baptist, Jews, and homosexuals. Those two. Hey, they love the comedy.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go to a free roll-up. I'm just going to give you a free roll-up.
Wow! Yeah. Better than apples!
Sorry.
That's processed fruit.
Them's deep words.
Yeah.
No, but it's still fruit.
That's fruit in flat square form.
That's right. Mm.
Sometimes you can peel it off of plastic.
It's got the shape of a dinosaur imprinted in there. That's good. That's good eating.
It's like an edible decal.
I was thinking scab, but that's all right.
It's a flavorful scab.
It is. It's delicious.
Flavor scabs. Colonel, get back in here. We got a marketing idea for you.
You just reminded me about my latest product.
Do tell, Colonel.
Come on and try Colonel Parker's Flavor Scab.
The marketing.
It comes on a plastic arm. Peach scab. You got a peach scab. You got a grape scab. You got a strawberry scab. You got orange scab. You got a kiwi scab. You got a watermelon scab, got a star fruit scab, you got a boysenberry scab, you got a blueberry scab.
Over this way, Colonel.
You got, I'm crazy.
Abrasions have never been so tasty.
Where's my pants? Flavor scabs. You'll pick them off, and you'll eat them, and this time you won't gag on them. Pretend you're in third grade again. Eat Colonel Parker's Flavor Scabs.
The hard sell.
That's it. My segue's outside. See y'all later. Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Colonel Parker.
We got to have him back, everybody.
He's great.
He's good.
I don't like the way, you know, he paid us this money for the advertising spots, and then he comes in, he thinks he can run the show, but...
Oh, man. You know what? The money's good.
The money...
How dare you? Who the hell said that? Colonel. How dare you? No, it's the Colonel.
Colonel.
I fought in the Cooler Wars. I am strong, and I
can
eat my scab.
Okay, it's all right, Colonel. Just...
Damn.
All right, Chad, I blame you for that because you knew he was still within earshot. For God's sake,
they play it right.
They play it right outside.
You know, I'm an idiot. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. He's got the money is good, and
the
guy.
And we do appreciate his support.
Oh, very much so. Thank you very much, Colonel Parker.
His nugget money has really paid the bills.
Man, I get off on his nuggets.
I only hope his scabs are as bountiful.
Right.
And now it's time
for a fantastic, fantastic final ending to this show.
Oh, we got to pick a winner still.
Yeah, we got Iron.
We never did pick a winner, did we?
No, we did not. I believe that this week it's only right that Andy chooses our winner because I don't feel like playing favorites, and that's why.
Well, it was a close one.
Yes,
it was certainly it was certainly a fruity 5 minutes. And,
oh, thanks.
You know, I'm a little torn, really. I'm having a hard time deciding. I thought that there was some originality and some creativity.
And some Jesse.
And
rehashed bits we drug out of our notebooks.
Right. And I'm gonna have to go with the roll up. I think that was a precursor to the win. The fruit roll-up. Jesse Perry, everybody. Jesse Perry.
Two times.
And I know we'll all suffer his ego in the future with two-time Iron Chef.
Two-time,
you know,
Iron Comic, which means I'm going to get a wristband, and I'm going to get a belt.
Jesse, wouldn't you say, though, that we're all winners, really?
No. On this show, we're all losers.
Okay, I was wrong.
Yes.
Color me shocked.
I assure you, I do not feel
especially
like a winner.
The listeners.
Well, they're good people anyway.
Well, nobody won except for hopefully the listeners who hopefully stuck around for our tomfoolery and enjoyed us. And we thank all of you for listening. And,
indeed.
And we love you so very much.
Show's getting stronger.
But now it's time.
Xradio.biz, Nashville. Music.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Andy. Go back under there.
NashvilleStandup.com radio show extravaganza, celebrity superstardom showdown.
And
showcase.
Join us on MySpace, myspace.com/NSUP, and learn about all of the Nashville stand-up doings a transpiring.
Keep in mind that we have lots and lots and lots of stuff there on Nashville stand-up, and if you come and see our open mic every Tuesday, then you can see some of Nashville's finest performing live.
And I want to say, the open mic is a great place to go because, you know, there's all these people trying brand new stuff. They've never tried it before.
A lot of fun.
And there's a lot of, you can find so much funny stuff there. And I've recorded a lot of crap out of there. We'll play some.
And you think about it. You're hanging around, you know, often a couple dozen really funny people.
Yeah.
If you can't have fun there, then go back to the morgue. The dead guy Malone.
The drink specials are really good. And I have to say, the wings are tasty.
Oh, they're good wings.
They're good. They have different wings. They have the spicy. They have the
not so spicy. That's what I
honestly, I like the lemon pepper.
Oh, they're good. They're good. Lemon pepper on anything dead and poultry-like, though.
You can get directions to those shows on nationalstandup.com. And there's other shows, too. We've mentioned them. They're not open mics, but they're like their basically shows. All the other stuff. We try the material out at the open mic. Right. Burkhart. And then we go to the other place.
Right now, there I believe, are two Nashville stand-up comedy shows monthly in Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm.
There's three
locally, yeah.
One in Ashland City every month.
Absolutely.
I mean, we do travel all over the region. Not just all over the region. You know, when other comics are on the road, there are still comics here that are still entertaining people. So
burning the home fire.
Wow. Absolutely.
And the books.
Yeah. And the Asian babies.
No, I don't burn my Asian babies. I auction them on eBay.
Well, see, that's where you're...
Can't, that's a way...
They are a powerful fuel source, guys. I mean, I know you love your money and all that, but you can keep warm for a lot longer.
I have heard them described as being coal-like.
They are. They're very coal-like. And the thing is that you get more life out of
really,
them.
No, we have to stop this. We're not burning babies.
We might be.
No.
All right, now it's time for one last joke.
Oh. Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
Why start now?
Right. Let's start with our Iron Comic.
Oh,
yeah, Jesse,
good.
Pick us out,
good. Oh, man, I tell you what, this newspaper.
Come on.
What?
Tell us a joke.
I don't
do jokes.
I do character pieces.
Yes. Oh, now do an interpretive scene? No. Let's see.
Talk about Pottery Barn.
Pottery Barn. I love Pottery Barn. My favorite store right now. It's here in Nashville at the Green Hills. It is the Pottery Barn for kids. Man, what better place to buy a gift for your gay toddler son than at the Pottery Barn for kids?
Yeah, there you
How's
go.
That for a message to your toddler?
Here you go, Billy.
What's this, Dad? Oh, it's a wicker basket and some beeswax candle. Fabulous. That's my gay toddler impression.
Well done, Jeff.
But I have one more impression. This is a gay baby. Okay. Gay baby. Wah!
Seriously, wah.
Thank you very much for whatever I did.
All right, Jesse Perry.
So I get to decide.
Good work. Yeah, yeah. Pass the torch.
Let's go with the vaunted runner-up. I don't think you're even. I think you're winner B, Mr. Chad Wright,
the second winner. Chad Wright,
thank you very much. You know, I shouldn't even be screwing around. We were telling Jesus jokes earlier and stuff. I shouldn't even be doing that. I was raised in a Christian family, and my parents are ultra conservative. My parents are so conservative that the 700 Club sends them money. It's just a little love offer.
That's on top of their dear weirdos. Leave us be, buy my shakes.
Yeah. Pass the mic there, Chad.
So now I gotta pass the mic.
What's up?
To Ryan Williams.
Hi, thank you very much. I was driving down here. This actually happened this afternoon. A little Datsun in front of me, and we're in the fast lane. It's not even in the passing lane, and this guy is doing like under the speed limit. Little nerdmobile. I knew this guy was a dork, not just because of the whole Datsun motif, but he had a bumper sticker that said, "My other car is a Millennium Falcon." That's like, that seals the deal. And as I passed him, I was going to flip him off. Guess who was driving? Chewbacca.
Wow.
There you go.
So it was accurate, but at the same time, I was going to flip him off. You don't want to flip off Chewbacca.
No.
I mean, you do that, you're the guy who flipped off Chewbacca. You get a bowcaster right between the eyes. Thanks. And incidentally, if you know what a bowcaster is, there's a good chance you have a bumper sticker on your car that says, "My other car." You hear that joke?
That, The story is shocking.
Thank you very much.
And you say you wrote that on your way here?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been performing it to the same silence for...
learning nothing.
For hundreds.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. The way you're given lessons, but you don't apply them.
Yeah, well.
Joel?
That's all part of the growth process. No.
Andy.
Oh, Andy.
Andy Land, by the way. You look great in that shirt.
You do.
Thanks.
Jesse.
Thanks.
Even better out of it.
Thanks a lot. I wrote this joke last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is my last joke.
I'd love to hear it.
I was actually watching NPT, which is a great educational channel.
Did you learn
anything? And I did, actually. There was a really cool, it was like this thing about gangsters back in Chicago, you know, gangsters. And I learned about this one gangster that was actually in a wheelchair and, like, overcame all this adversity, you know, that's involved in being a handicapped gangster. And it was just really inspirational. And, I mean, you know, he was just like all the other gangsters, except for that, you know, he had the crazy name, you know, Cerebral Polly. It was really great.
Wow.
I urge you to check out NPT and donate, because it's, you know, it's your money that's keeping it on.
The defendant's crimes were special.
Well, it's 6 o'clock. We've done our time, people.
We sure have.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to xradio.biz, Nashville stand-up.
Radio.
Music City Radio,
whatever.
Xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Nashville Music City.
Nashville Stand-Up Radio. Please go to NashvilleStandUp.com. Please check us out on MySpace. Please go to the Mangy Dog Forum. And God bless Nashville comedy.
Indeed. Woo! Woo! See you next week.